2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Another edition of the show. Thanks for hanging out during these long weeks of no sports. But for us, it's been a lot of fun for us to be able to jam about a lot of these things that we don't usually get a lot of time to talk about and just sort of philosophize about some of these things too. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, always my co-host on the show. And Scott, you doing okay? Everything good where you're at?
You know, I'm doing quite well, Alex, and I really appreciate that you ask and you're concerned and you care.
All right, moving on.
It's about what I thought.
So I wanted to bring something up. Out of the two of us, you're the only one who's ever signed a multi-million-dollar NFL contract before. So I'm going to get your vibe on this. And we talked about athletes that, well, right now, I mean, some of these sports are just going on. And during all of this stuff, I mean, the NFL is business as usual. And the NFL is just like, hey, we're moving forward here. And some of these guys, look, Kyle Van Noy just signed a massive payday, a week and a half ago with the Dolphins, $51 million. $30 million of it's guaranteed. Tom Brady, 2 years, $60 million, $50 million of it guaranteed. This guy's in the money, And I never once at any of those points thought to myself, these guys getting all this money while the rest of us are worried about what the future looks like and things like that. I never thought to myself that never crossed my mind because it's not related to me. Like Kyle Van Noy being an amazing football player in the NFL doing business is not something that I can't fault the NFL for trying to keep its business going. Well, Carly Lloyd, who is on the women's national team for soccer, she's a multi-World Cup winning member of that squad and somebody who's as recognizable in the world of soccer as probably anybody in the history of U.S. soccer. So she posts online, and there's an actual post, and I'll read it for you. She posted a picture of her with her new VW Atlas, 2020 Atlas, okay? She posted it online, and the tweet says, "Thank you to VW for my new ride. Loving the new 2020 Atlas. Cross sport. Proud to be part of the VW family." Now, I hear that, Scott, and I think that's a commercial. She probably got paid for that, and that's why she's driving that car, because she's in a partnership with Volkswagen, and they announced a new partnership in January with the head of the women's national team in their World Cup victory. And so they have a relationship there. She put that she got this new car, and people tore her to shreds about it. Was it tone deaf in this sense? And she said, "I'm not going to apologize after everybody ripped her." I just thought it was crazy that people were ripping her about it.
Here's the thing about that. When you talk about you can't relate to Kyle Van Noy. You don't. You hear the big contract, all these things. It's just not something you relate to. And sure, I've been in that situation
before.
But
I also don't get upset about it.
But most people do. Most people actually are jealous, and I think it's just general human nature that people they're not happy for you. They really aren't. They just look at, you know, I have all these problems in my life. I have all these struggles. And I think it's the same thing here with this coronavirus and Carly Lloyd kind of come, you know, saying, look, hey, I'm excited about all this. It's like, you know, no one should be excited. Everyone should be somber. Everyone should sit home. And I agree with Carly Lloyd. You know, you need to live your life, and we need to be going about our business as much as possible. But I'm just telling you, people are jealous, and they'll find a way to tear you down, to make a comment, to diminish anything you can do. And this is something that is actually a major sore spot for me. And it's something I've dealt with all the way back from when I was a freshman in high school.
Why?
So I made the varsity baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
I was a starting pitcher as a freshman in high school. And I was so excited. And you know, you had the baseball tryouts, and the list came out, and I got a uniform.
Right.
And it was actually why I wear number 19. Because I was the last guy to get a uniform, because
right.
I was the freshman, and it was the only one left. And so to me, it was like, man, this is cool. You know, I got a varsity jersey, but not only did I get one, I got a jacket too.
Ooh.
So I had a varsity baseball jacket, and I'm a ninth grader in junior high school, and the next day I wear it to school.
Yeah, but was there a massive world pandemic too? Because that would have really been over the edge, Scott.
Alex.
You taking that baseball jacket during a pandemic? How dare you?
Nobody talked to me.
Why?
Because it's like, oh, now he's just really cool. You know, he's and so and then I didn't know how to deal. I was just excited. Like, I wasn't there to rub it in anyone's face or hurt anybody's feelings. I was just excited for what I had done and what I had accomplished, and what I realized then. And you know, and they were my friends, and they are still my friends today. But there were just moments when these things happened, when I was recruited in high school, and when everyone made a big deal about, you know, the success I had in high school sports, and because it was a big deal then. And I just wanted to be excited. I wanted to celebrate it. And there weren't a lot of people that were in your corner going, yeah, that's so awesome. That's so cool. And that's just the way it was. And then of course, when I signed these big deals in the NFL, which aren't even
close
remotely,
to the giant deals now. Yeah.
I mean, backup quarterbacks are making more money.
But I actually do remember, like, that was my first interaction with the name Scott Mitchell when I was a 12-year-old, is I was like, they just gave a guy. It wasn't, I didn't know who you were. I didn't even know,
right,
like, what your prowess was in, you know, as a quarterback. I was just like, they just gave a guy in the millions of dollars range to play a quarterback in football. And who is this guy?
And he doesn't deserve that, and that's terrible. And on the other end of it, like me, it's like you have no idea how many days that I worked tirelessly. And for 4 years, I sat there and waited. I never got to play my first 4 years in the NFL. And like, all of a sudden they go, okay, go in and play. And you better play well or you're out. You know, and that's that. You know, it wasn't like someone just handed it to me. It wasn't like it was luck. I mean, I went and played in the World League.
Right.
And I remember wearing this stupid lime green jersey in the off season, and it was rinky dink. You know,
yeah,
when you've been in the NFL and you go to the World League and just, you know, there's like no, you know, it's like going back to minor league baseball. I mean, it's not the same kind of feeling. It's
sure.
not the same competition. And I just remember saying to myself, and it was a very humbling moment, you know, this will pay big dividends for you. Work hard and just do what you have to do. And that's what I did. And so when it happened, I'd been through a lot. I had worked a lot, and I made the opportunities happen when I got them, because they were few and far between where you get a chance to even do it.
Well,
Dan Marino said to me, he goes, let me just tell you something, Scott. If you go play in that World League, and you better play well. Like you can't suck it up. You got to play well or you're out the door.
So let me read what her reaction was, because everyone said there were a lot of criticism for her saying, you know, put a picture of this car and her with her thumbs up saying, hey, thanks, VW. So obviously she's probably obligated too.
Sure.
I mean, it sounded like a sponsored post.
It's her
which
job.
Is what it was. I mean, essentially,
doing
that is
job.
What her job is. And so she said, I'm not apologizing for my previous tweet. This is why I love what she said. For some reason, there's always for some, there's always a reason to be negative, always a reason to voice an opinion. The world is going through a sad, unprecedented pandemic. I get it. And that saddens me. And it is sad that I have to explain myself, but I'm going to choose to be thankful. Thankful for my health, thankful for the time with my husband, thankful that we are, that I'm choosing to put a smile on my face. Despite what's going on, it's given me a new appreciation for life. Like everybody else, we've been affected by this. But yeah, I'm thankful that after going through what I've gone through, yeah, I've earned this car. So there you go. Like, I'm not doing it to put it in anybody's face. I'm just putting it out there. Anyway, I don't falter at all for this. So.
Not me either. I'm like, good for her.
All right, taking the break here. We'll come back. We got more to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us. You can find all of our segments on the program here on KSL's Unrivaled. Just go to KSLSports.com. Click on the podcast button. If you miss anything, you can find interviews, everything that we've done in the past right there. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.